Oversight Committee Chair, Treasury must provide bank records related to James Biden's Saudi deal. By Wendell Hasebo on February 15, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, told Breitbart News that the U.S. Treasury must provide bank records related to court documents that show James Biden secretly negotiated a $140 million settlement deal in 2012 between a U.S. company and the Saudi Arabian government due to his relationship with then-Vice President Joe Biden. Evidence continues to mount that the Biden family used Joe Biden's name to secure deals around the world to enrich themselves, Comer said Wednesday in relation to the court documents. The Treasury Department must provide the suspicious activity reports generated for the Biden family and their associates to inform our investigation about the Biden family's business schemes and Joe Biden's involvement, he said. If Joe Biden is compromised by his family's deals, this is a national security threat. James Biden's reported Saudi deal represents just one more instance of the Biden family peddling influence while President Joe Biden was an elected official. Comer is investigating the Biden family, including Joe Biden, for 9 violations, such as wire fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. According to a Daily Mail source close to the committee's investigation, Comer possesses copies of the court documents related to James Biden's involvement in the Saudi settlement deal. The committee neither confirmed nor denied the source's claim to Breitbart News. However, it appears the committee is investigating the scandal. The committee pointed Breitbart News to its demand letters to James and Hunter Biden on February 8, in which it sought numerous financial and communications records dating back to 2009. James' shady business dealings in Saudi Arabia trace back to 2011 and 2012. The Committee on Oversight and Accountability is investigating President Biden's connections to certain international and domestic business transactions and practices, including family members who peddled influence to generate millions of dollars for the Biden family, Comer wrote James. The committee has reviewed documents implicating you as a central figure in these transactions, Comer's letter added. James has apparently not responded to Comer's letter, while Hunter denied the demand. If they do not comply, the committee's next step is to subpoena James and Hunter Biden for the relevant information. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.